takeaway.org. We're going to conclude this hour with a discussion with our friend and New York Times reporter Louis Uchitel. Louis, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we've been talking about this bailout and the financial problems, and one of the things we haven't really mentioned is that the federal deficit, because of all of this, and it's hard for me to keep track of the arithmetic with $700 billion here, $80 billion there, the deficit is going to spike. How much of a deficit do we think we're going to acquire in the next few years?
Well, the year we started on October 1st, just this month, it's going to spike to about $700 billion. And as a percentage of our entire economy, our gross domestic product, that sort of rivals it's about 5%, which is more or less where it was in the late 80s when we were so upset about deficits. Now we're not upset at all. The deficit is the lesser of the evils, and every politician seems to have come to that conclusion. Let's deal with the economy and the banking system, and we'll worry about the deficit some other day.
Quickly, what's the immediate consequence of that deficit on financial markets?
I don't think it has any consequence one way or the other. Financial markets are going to be steered by what happens to the banking system and what happens to the economy. The deficit is of minor importance. That's partly because financing the deficit, it can be financed in this environment of a weak economy at low interest rates. But I think the financial markets would be upset also if we decided to cut spending in order to accommodate the banks and really sank the economy.
Well, it's interesting. Maybe through this whole financial mess, we're going to learn what the deficit really means, even though it's talked about over and over again. Louis Uchitel, thanks so much for that quick update.
Thank you very much for having me.
Louis Uchitel is a New York Times reporter. Jim Ellis, we're going to give you the last word. The deficit spikes to 5% of GDP in the United States. No biggie?
Well, people can't care the way they did in the 80s simply because now we're talking about the viability of the financial system. I mean, you've got to decide what comes first and whether it's making sure we have a financial system that we can continue to tweak over the next 100 years or, you know, getting the deficit together.
So a leak in a boat is a big problem unless the boat is on fire, in which case you don't worry about the leak, right?
A great analogy.
Is that good? You can rip it off. You can use it there in Business Week. You want to?
Okay.
And I guess John brings up a point, which is all of this news for your average consumer like me, I mean, it can get really overwhelming. In your estimation, how should I be looking at these new numbers every day that say something terrible about what's happening in the economy?
Well, I think that the typical person needs to say, you know, things are bad, and therefore the security blanket I've had over the last 5 years, particularly that's debt-based, is going to have to go away. I mean, a lot of people could give consumers lots of credit simply because they could sell that credit off in these giant securities that they would mainly peddle to people outside the U.S. That market is drying up. A lot of that's never coming back. A lot of people who were able to buy homes who traditionally would not have been able to and got subprime loans, they'll never be able to buy homes again. We've got to adjust to that. People will have to basically prepare for an age of diminished expectations.
So this is a lifetime event. I mean, Jeffrey Sachs, as he was running out of the studio, said, get ready for a steep recession. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know if I'd say as steep as it will be long. I mean, it won't be as steep as it could have been simply because over the last couple of years, companies have been extremely tight on inventories. Inventories are one of those things that make people say, what in the hell is that? But what it means is that most of the impact of a recession is when businesses have so much stuff on shelves that they suddenly have to lay off people, stop production, and then it makes you run into recession.
So we have lower inventories in this new economic era.
Because you've got technology that allows you to manage it.
That's interesting. Well, Jim Ellis, gosh, I can't tell you how great it's been having you here in the studio with us.
Absolutely. Many thanks.
Well, thank you.
Jim Ellis is assistant managing editor of Business Week. I had you at Newsweek earlier
in the
hour.
I'll take wherever I can go. That's good. Two paychecks.
We're always on at thetakeaway.org, and people are already voting in this election. What we really want to know from you is this. When did you make up your mind, and what decided this election for you? They're early voters all over America. Tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. We're America's exit poll.
We are, and we wanted to remind you that you drive this show. Vicky Rovere suggested one of today's show topics that we picked up on. What is helpfulness? Could that help us save what's happening in the economy?
And how can America get out of its financial bind?
I think patriotism will be needed to have our nation come together on some long-term solutions because we're in a bit of a mess.
That's economist Jeffrey Sachs with your takeaway. So do you have a burning question, a topic you want us to focus on? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. I'm Adora Udoji.
We take all kinds of suggestions, musical guests, you know, as well as economic patriotism. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You just threw that in there.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.